This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're an internet user of a certain age, this...
You've got mail.
...will likely trigger some very real memories. The digital screech of a dial-up modem, a pile of discs, perhaps. Promise gets 1,000 free hours of internet access. Maybe even the first time you dared enter something called a chat room. Those memories come, of course, courtesy of America Online, the internet company of the Web 1.0 era. Steve Case co-founded AOL in 1985. He's the former CEO and chairman of the board of that company, a tenure that included the disastrous merger with Time Warner. He's since become a venture capitalist, a philanthropist, and now an author. His book is called, with all deference paid in the text to Alvin Toffler, The Third Wave, an Entrepreneur's Vision of the Future. Steve Case, it's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Are you a business guy or are you a tech guy?
Well, I guess a little bit of each. We co-founded AOL in 1985. It was the early days of the internet. Only 3% of people were online then, and they only were online 1 hour a week. So I had to understand some aspects of tech, obviously, to try to make the internet part of everyday life. But I think of myself as broader than that, more of a business person, kind of an entrepreneur, and an advocate for entrepreneurs and just trying to be their champion.
Probably the second line in your obit, right? Line number one is going to be Steve Case, founder of AOL, died today at the age of 97. The second line is going to be Case presided over one of the worst mergers in American business history, AOL Time Warner. You all right with that?
Well, hopefully that'll be like the fourth or fifth line. Up the second line is author of the best-selling book, The Third Wave, an entrepreneur's manifesto. But no, I understand that. Yeah, when we did the merger now 15, 16 years ago, it did make sense for AOL. We had been the best-performing stock of the decade. We were the first internet company to go public. And I recognize that it didn't work. I have a whole chapter in the book talking about why it didn't work.
That's the best chapter, man.
One of the key lessons was about people and culture, that it's not just about the idea, it's about the execution of the idea, and we didn't have the right people focused on the right priorities, working together collaboratively in the right kind of way, and what could have been a great transformative company ended up struggling.
There's another legacy Silicon Valley company that's in some trouble now. Yahoo is putting itself up for sale, chopping up its parts. You have been hailed in PC Magazine as the guy who could fix Yahoo. You tried to buy the company back in the 90s from David Filo and Jerry Yang. Do you think Yahoo can be saved today?
I have not looked at in any detail recently, but I think they have a lot of valuable brands and valuable assets. So my guess is there is a way to kind of reposition the company and take it to the next level. It's hard, particularly in the technology world, it's hard. But we saw this with Steve Jobs when he went back into Apple. I remember when he called me now, must have been 20 years ago, and said, I'm going back into Apple. Most people had given Apple up for dead. It had 2% market share. A market cap had dropped to a few hundred million dollars, and it was running out of cash. But because he focused on assembling the right team, the people, he focused on the right products in terms of innovation, he was able to take a company that many had given up for dead and create one of the most valuable, most impactful technology companies in the world. So it's certainly possible, but it requires a different mindset, a different mentality. And that's, I think, we'll see more of that, not just with companies trying to be repositioned going forward, but also the companies really trying to be the innovators in the third wave.
Which is, in some way, what this book is about, right? It's about this, not the actual third wave, as Alvin Toffler said, but your version of it, where we go from here in the internet.
I think there's going to be enormous innovation in the third wave because it's going to require more partnerships, more strategic partnerships, more engagement with government on policy.
Well, so about that whole government thing, I was surprised, honestly, to read in this book how strongly you favor government having a role in the tech industry and in the internet and in that kind of innovation in general.
Well, I'm not sure I'd necessarily say I favor it. I just think it's the reality of trying to disrupt these sectors, because some of these sectors like healthcare are regulated by the government, will continue to be regulated by the government. So I recognize entrepreneurs don't like to hear that the government's going to play more of a role in the third wave, but I think that is the reality. The first wave really was about technology risk. Can you build it? The second wave was about market risk. Can you get people to adopt it? The third wave is going to be about policy risk and to some extent partner risk. Can you figure out the right way to get the right partners, including the government, involved to really take your idea and really make it happen?
You know him best from AOL. He runs Revolution, and he's also the chairman of the Case Foundation. Steve Case, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Head to our website. You can read an excerpt from Steve Case's book. It is, of course, marketplace.org.